Good morning. We give glory and honor and praise to God, our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, hallelujah, the great head of the church. We are his body. He's the head. We do what he says, amen. We love like he loves. We do what he says to do. We go where he says to go. We say what he says to say. We're just like he is. Amen. Father, we thank you for this opportunity, the great responsibility that you've given to us to bring this word today, to share the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which is the power of God unto salvation to any and everyone who believes and receives. We pray, Father God, that you would thrust out laborers into the harvest by the millions and billions today, that will preach this gospel, this unadulterated gospel, won't change it for any man, woman, boy, girl, situation, culture, but will just preach the gospel of Jesus in many hearts that are hungry and many know not for what, but that are hungry will hear and will immediately believe and receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. That so many who are on their way to hell right now, Father God, will be snatched out of the bowels of hell and will have an eternal life with you. We cry out for mercy, mercy, oh mercy, oh God, that one that's nearest hell's door right now, death is about to take him or her out and they don't know you. But Lord, you're God, you're God, you're God. If you can raise a woman up in the middle of the night, tell her to walk the hospital halls and pray until finally she finds a man who says, I don't know Jesus, but I receive him now as you preach the gospel. Lord God, we pray that every one of us will just get busy forgetting about ourselves and get to know who we are, but forget about ourselves and yield to you. And then we'll have the best of the best of the best of the best of everything. For Jesus paid the full price. You said you've given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Oh, Father God, that the eyes of our understanding may be enlightened and that we may know, that we know, that we know, that we know what the hope of our calling is, and it is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And for this we're thankful, and we give you praise, and we believe we receive because you said, call unto me, and I'll answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. And we believe, Father God, and we receive your showing to us great and mighty things today, demonstrating your power and your anointing. Lives will be changed, and not one who is in the sanctuary, not one who is watching by live stream on Facebook, Father God, not one will be the same. But we'll be better for knowing you. We'll be better for obeying you. We'll be better for doing your will. And those that we come in contact with, we'll be better for having come in contact with us because they have come in contact with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Not only that, Lord God, we pray that those who are saved, they're born again, but they're not filled with the Holy Ghost. We speak the fire of the Holy Ghost upon them. Overtake them, overshadow them, fill them with fire and the anointing. And they may experience the evidence of speaking in tongues. Oh, you said forbid not to speak in tongues. But Father God, they'll experience that. Your word says building yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. And Father God, how can they build themselves up this way if they're not filled with the Holy Ghost? If they don't speak in tongues, they're missing a part. Fire! Oh, we call down the fire of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. It spread all over this sanctuary. It spread through the airways. And how we thank you, Lord God. How we thank you, Lord God. How we thank you, Lord God. Every bit of darkness that clouds the minds of your people, that clouds the minds of people in this nation, that clouds the mind of people throughout the world. Oh, we thank you, Lord, right now for a breaking forth of light from the power of the Holy Ghost. Clouds are disappearing. Darkness has to flee. For the light is here and the light is shining brightly. Just like when the cloud, even yesterday, I remember the clouds were over, hovering over, and I was in the kitchen. And suddenly there was a bright light. And there was nobody in there but me. And what I realized was the sun had come out. And it broke forth brightly. And Lord God, your power right now is breaking forth. It is care hovering. Father God, let it alight upon your people today. Let it alight upon your people today. That one that's apathetic, that one that can't give up his phone, his Facebook, or whatever it is that has his or her mind. Satan, you a liar. John 8:44 says, you a liar, the father of lies. You can't tell the truth. You listen to me, young person, old person, any person. The Bible says, thou shalt not have any God before me, the Lord says. No God, no phone, no car, no house, no thought pattern, no food, no nothing. I am the Lord thy God, and beside thee there is none other. May we see this, Lord God. You yourself said that, is there any other God? I know not of any other God beside me. You went on to say that I made the heaven and the earth and the moon and the stars and the sun and the wind and the rain and the cattle on the thousand hills and man in my image and after my likeness, you said, Lord God. You said, and I couldn't find anybody to compare with me. So I swore by myself. Lord God, may we realize the greatness of your power, the greatness of who you are, but yet, in spite of all of your majesty, you're clothed in majesty and honor and might. In spite of all of your power and honor, may we realize that you loved us so much. Ooh, you loved us so much. Your son that was with you from the beginning, wisdom that was with you from the beginning, the anointing and the fire and the power that's with you from the beginning. You gave it all to us through Jesus, your son. Lord Jesus, how grateful we are. You said, I will depart, Father God, if it's your will. I'll take on the form of a man. May we understand what that birth meant. May we not get so caught up in the beautiful decorations and committee. You did a beautiful job. But may we as children of God not forget why the birth took place and how he grew and what he did and who he is to us and in us. And for those that don't know him yet, just receive him as your Lord and Savior even right now. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth and thou shalt believe in thy heart, the Lord said you'll be saved. So confess with your mouth, I believe that Jesus Christ, you are the Son of God. I believe in my heart that you were born of the very Virgin Mary. You lived on this earth, died, and rose again. You now sit at the right hand of the Father. I believe all of that. I might not understand it, but I believe it.